Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Du lytter nå til Sunnmørsfolk, en podcastserie fra Sunnmørsposten, der du møter mennesker med en historie å fortelle, et brennende engasjement, eller folk vi rett og slett nysgjerrige på.
Skal jeg velkommen til Sunnmørsfolk. Mitt navn Elisabeth Solvang, og I dag så har jeg med meg Trisha Boté Langlo. Velkommen til deg.
Thank you.
De fleste her I området I alle fall kjenner deg som sanger. Du en meritert sanger, og både med Ytre Suløen og andre musikalske konstellasjoner. Og det skal vi snakke om. Og så skal vi snakke litt om livet og alt livet gjør med oss. Og så skal vi snakke litt om engasjement og politikk.
Yeah.
Ja. Men først, Trisha, kan ikke du fortelle litt om deg selv? For du er rett og slett en amerikansk dame, vokst opp I New Orleans. Og hvordan endte du opp I Norge og Sunnmøre?
Yeah, I started working with Ytre Suløen here in Norway 19 years ago. Wow. 19 years ago. And in 2007, I made the permanent move. And I lived for a short time in Bærum, down south. But I would often come and stay with Jens Arne Molvær and Ostjell Molvær and their families here in Sunnmøre. And I discovered that I wanted to be here, not just because this is where the band originated, but also because of the lifestyle and the surroundings. The nature is beautiful. The people are more more like New Orleans. You know, they're friendly and they say hello and good morning and they speak to their neighbors and, you know, a little bit nosy, know what's going on everywhere. So I knew that I wanted to be closer to here. So by mid-2007, I found a place over in Langevågen.
Og så etter hvert så, altså, du har jo hatt noe å gjøre som musiker og sanger. Og så fant du også kjærligheten da I Norge, ikke sant?
Yes, yeah. At the end of, once I got my residency here in Norway, at the end of 2007, I met a lovely young man from Stranda, Per Tore Langlo, and we started to date. After the first date, we stayed together all the time after that. He even took me to meet his family. For Christmas, 2 weeks after we started dating. So I kind of knew that one was going to stick.
Okay. Oh, so dette her høres ut som sånn love at first sight type kjærlighet.
Yeah. Mm. It was just so comfortable and so easy. We were both already grown-ups. You know, he had grown kids and we were grown-up people and we had done all the running around and foolishness already and we wanted Both of us wanted somebody to grow old with. Yeah.
Hva det med han som gjør at dere to passer så bra sammen?
First of all, we both love music. He loves music.
Men han ikke musiker.
He's not. No, he's not a musician. I'm not doing that again. My first husband was a musician. I'm not doing that again. That's too much ego and manic behavior in one relationship to have two musicians involved. No, he's like he calls himself. He's a working class hero. But we both love music. We both love food from everywhere. We both are homebodies. When I'm not touring, which nowadays is I'm not touring, but when I'm not touring, we enjoy being at home, being sofa squash and and just chatting with each other and planning on the nothing we're gonna do.
Men nå det jo, som du sa, en spesiell periode I alle sitt liv med corona, og vi vet jo at kulturlivet har hatt det vanskelig I denne tida her, og hvordan har denne perioden vært for deg som sanger?
Oh. I've had literally a handful of jobs since February. My last tour was coming back from Tenerife. I got back in Norway the day before they shut things down. And I was like, okay, this shouldn't be so bad. If we just keep, everybody just washes their hands and, you know, just be a little bit careful. That changed dramatically. And 2 weeks in, then the phone calls canceling, things started to happen. In one day, I had like 22 gigs get canceled.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, that's like getting punched in the side of the head. It's like, wait a minute, what? And then I started having things canceled, you know, back in March. I have started having things canceled for October and November and December. And I was like, this is going to last a while. And as I saw, you know, infection rates going up, it wasn't terrible here, but back in my home country, I was watching things go terribly wrong. And I started to appreciate more and more and more and more how Norway was handling things.
Men du, Trisha, du har jo kanskje en ekstra grunn til å være litt bekymret for å få covid, for du født med en immunsykdom.
Yes.
Fortell litt om det.
I was born with something called PIDS, primary immunodeficiency syndrome. And the kind that I have is common variable immunodeficiency. And basically, I was born without a proper immune system to be able to fight off infections. And because of that, I've had three unrelated kinds of cancer. I get respiratory infections, and I get infections in the stomach and in the intestines very easily. Bacteria is not my friend because I don't have a natural way to fight it off.
Så har du varit rädd för att få covid-19 nu I den här perioden?
Terrified for a few reasons. Because I can so easily get sick because a basic cold or influenza with me can turn into something really bad. I became super, super scared about it. And in 2014, I had to have a surgery because the right half, Mellemgulv, and my lung stopped working on the right side. So I had to have surgery to push down the Mellemgulv on the right side, get it out of the way, and you can function with one lung. It's a little bit more difficult with only half Mellemgulv, but you can still function. It took a while to relearn how to breathe when I sing, relearn how to breathe in general.
Så du har bara en lunga?
Yes. And the thing is that I had to relearn how to sing with that one side working. And COVID is something that affects your breathing. So to think about the fact that I only have half of that system working and for it to be compromised is super scary to me. To hear the horror stories of how people suffer with it. I have friends, musician friends. I have friends from home that have gotten sick. Some have died, but the ones that have gotten sick their stories about the struggling to breathe. I know what it's like to struggle to breathe, and that scares me a lot. Dying doesn't scare me. Struggling to breathe while you die scares me.
Ja, for du har jo, altså, du har på en måte sikkert vært nødt til å tenke på at vi kan dø, at du kan dø flere ganger, fordi første gang du fikk kreft, så var du jo faktisk bare 19 år, stemmer ikke det?
Yes. So, and the thing is, when I was 19, they gave me 32 weeks. Because it was pretty serious. I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was, things were not good. So I prepared myself to not be around very young. Death doesn't scare me for me. It makes me sad for the people that I leave behind. Because they have to deal with it. Once I'm gone, I'm done. I've never been super religious. I'm extremely spiritual. I believe that there's something bigger than me out there that looks after all of us. I don't give it any particular name.
Men føler du at dette som større enn oss på et eller annet vis har beskyttet deg da? For du har jo fått kreft tre ganger. Og så har du you're still around.
and the thing is that I feel like the universe is keeping me here for some special reason. I don't always know what it is, but it's keeping me here for some special reason to bring a little bit of joy to people, make them not take themselves so seriously. I'm eternally silly. I live silly. I am goofy. I keep the mind of a child all the time. I'm in my 50s and I maintain silly and foolishness. I dress up myself and my dog every Halloween.
Yeah.
And sit in my house and watch scary movies every Halloween. Even when things are bad, even when like the situation now. People are losing their jobs. They're, you know, having trouble paying bills. Losing their employment, like with all of the musicians, all the people in the cultural departments. This is terrible. We all know it. We have to acknowledge it, but there's no need to live in it, to dwell in it. Misery loves company. It really does. I can't let negative drown me. There's so much negative. So I acknowledge the bad and then push past it with silliness, with music, with cooking a lot, with pictures of my food, with pictures of my dog, with pictures of the nice set of clouds that I can see from my balcony. You have to temper all of the awful that we're constantly hit with every day. You have to temper it with a sense of humor and with a little bit of joy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Og du har jo nevnt et par ganger nå at du glad I å lage mat. Og det har jo tatt seg opp I denne koronatiden har jeg inntrykk av, I hvert fall hvis man ser på Facebook. Og du har faktisk også gitt ut en kokebok I denne tiden.
Yeah.
Fortell om dette prosjektet her.
Well, I've always had a love for cooking. And years ago, I made like a homemade little cookbook. Printed it up and had it bound and gave it to all of the guys in Sulun as a Christmas gift. And this was like maybe it was, I think this was maybe in 2006. And I've maintained a food blog called TD Cooks for many years. And I'd post pictures and write out recipes and things like that, then post the pictures of my food. And a friend of mine who does book layouts and helps publishers to do the layouts for books, he sent me a message and he was like, okay, he said, you've been messing around long enough and you need to come out with a cookbook. I was like, coming out with cookbooks, that's expensive. To come out with an actual physical book is expensive. It's not cheap, especially for food, because you need to have nice pictures and not just the recipes. Because there are some cookbooks that are old that have stood the test of time where it's just the words, no pictures. But these days, people are visual. They want to see what something is going to look like when they make it. So I said, I can't afford to do that. He said, well, we can do an ebook. And I was like, okay. And I kept dragging my feet. So he just went, he was like, okay, I'm tired of waiting on you. He went to my blog and he pulled the pictures and the recipes and he did the layout. And he was like, okay, now upload all of this to Amazon Kindle and start selling it as an ebook. Once you make a little bit money off of it, then you can get some physical books printed up. But I was surprised at the amount of people that were actually interested.
So du har sålt lite böcker?
Yeah, I've sold a few. I'm hoping at some point to actually, because a lot of people want that physical book in their hand. So I'm hoping to, you know, get it together where I can have physical books printed up. And then I can sell them at my concerts while I'm singing. Because yeah. I've also started to do that before everything went crazy. The first time I did it was for Molda Jazz. They featured my recipes along with the concerts. So there was a buffet of New Orleans food with all of my recipes. And then me and Sulan, we played music together. Well, last year at Copenhagen Jazz Festival, I did an actual cooking demo where I stood up with an audience there and a guitar player sitting there with me. And I made the food, showed them how to make it, and sang a few songs while we were waiting for things to cook. And it went over really, really well. And I was supposed to do it again at Bristol Jazz Festival in March of this year.
Men det är ju ett verkligen unikt koncept. Jag har aldrig sett liksom sång och matlagning kombinerat.
See, that, and the thing is that that is so New Orleans. One of the ways a band can be sure to get folks to come out to a set in New Orleans. Have the music and on the break offer them something to eat.
Kanske har New Orleansk mat och sunnmörsk mat, eller I vart fall mattradition, lite tillfälles med att man vill att det ska vara nok och det ska vara mycket mat till alla och ett sunnmörsk kakebord för exempel. Det ska ju vara allt för mycket, inte sant? Är det lite sån I New Orleans så?
New Orleans. Everything is excessive. Everything. Food, music, life. We do everything over the top. People in New Orleans, we don't ever want you to be hungry. Ever. I told my husband before he met my grandmother years ago, before we got married, we drove to New Orleans from Houston. This was after the hurricane, and my mom was living in Houston, but my grandmother was back in New Orleans at that point. And we drove from Houston to New Orleans. And on the drive, I told my husband, I said, when my grandmother meets you, it's going to be two things. How you doing, baby? Are you hungry? And he thought I was just saying that. He walked in. He shook her hand. She said, we don't shake hands. We hug. She gave him a hug. And she said, how you doing, baby? Was the drive okay? He said, yeah, it was fine. Thank you. Are you hungry? And he just kind of looked at me and smiled. We want to feed everybody. And we want everybody to have enough. So all of our food is like a Sunmøring cake table.
Har ju kanske speciellt under Trump så har du fått et litt anstrengt forhold til hjemlandet ditt. Og stemmer det at du faktisk har levert fra deg ditt amerikanske pass?
I still have my American passport.
Mm.
Until we can do paperwork for my mother to be able to come and live here, I need to hold on to that passport.
Men du har uttalt at du nå nok, liksom. Du vil ikke...
Honestly, if I could go... If I would go and deliver my American passport to the embassy tomorrow.
Mm. Hva det som gjør at du blir så opprørt?
The situation in the United States, the rest of the world is getting to see what as a black person growing up in America, we've always seen. The rest of the world is getting to see that ugly underside of America that's always been there. Don't believe for one single second that it stopped and it's bad again. No, it's just public again. Things like the Klan, things like white supremacist groups, they've always been there, especially in the South. It's always been there. It's just that people before 2016, they were ashamed to let it show in public, that behavior. They have someone now that has let them know that it's okay to be openly racist, to be openly hateful.
Och då snackar du om Trump.
Yes, absolutely. I don't say his name. I don't say his name because to me it's like calling up the devil. I don't say his name. He is 45 to me. He is the number of his presidency, and that's it as far as I'm concerned. Anyone who continues to support him and still say that, oh, well, I don't agree with, you know, with the race stuff with him. And yes, you do. If you support him, then you support racism. You support hatred. You support bigotry of people who are in same-sex relationships. You support all of the hateful things that he stands for. You can't pick and choose which parts of this guy you're supporting. By supporting him, you are supporting hate.
Men hva tenker du om de to kandidatene som stiller til valg I USA nå?
Yeah.
Det jo mange som sier at det største problemet til demokraterne nå at kandidaten ikke så god. Hva tenker du om det?
Well, it's like this. When dealing with politics, no matter where you are in the world, this is not trying to find your true love. This is not trying to find your soulmate. It's trying to pick the person who gets you a little bit further out of a hole and an inch or so closer to your goal. That's all it is. That's all it is. It is, you're not going to find the perfect candidate. You're not going to find a candidate who's going to do and say every single thing that you want done, because that's not realistic. Right now, the American people have to pick the person that's going to begin to try to repair the massive amounts of damage that have happened to the country in 4 years.
Och vad syns du har skett med USA I den perioden Trump har suttit nu?
America has, under this presidency, we have lost the trust of world allies. Under this presidency, we have lost the respect of reasonable people around the world. We have lost, as an American traveling around holding a U.S. passport, you are looked at with annoyance and suspicion by people when they see that American passport, because we're kind of all lumped together as a pack of crazy people with a crazy president. And, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. We have watched race relations. We have watched gender and lifestyle equality. The strides forward that it made, we've watched it go back 500 steps. We have watched the way that Black people are treated in America go back to shortly after slavery. That's not a good thing.
Men har du märkt det när du har varit I USA de sista åren? Har du märkt att rasism har ökat? Att hållningarna är annorlunda?
Like I said, the racism has always been there. People just knew how to keep it to themselves and behave accordingly in public. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. How you behave and how you react to the things that you believe are what make you either a garbage human being or a decent human being. There are lots of things that I don't like. But there's no reason to go around bashing people for being brown. There's no reason to go around bashing people for being gay. There's definitely no need to bash people for being handicapped or mentally ill. These things are being used to hurt people in America. And it looks scarily familiar to a time that went on in this world not so long ago, in the late 1930s through the 1940s. A war was fought because of this kind of behavior.
Mm.
And I just see it going back in that direction again, and it's terrifying.
Ja, du ser historiska paralleller till det som sker nu.
I also can see a civil war happening again in America.
Du fruktar rätt och sätt yes. borgarkrig.
Yeah, I can. His supporters, these militias, which I still can't wrap my head around this whole pack of foolishness. They are preparing. He is encouraging them to cause problems if he loses. The people who don't want him there may cause problems if he wins. Whatever the outcome, there's going to be problems in America. Big problems that are going to take a long time to fix. Sitting over here in Norway, watching what's happening in America, is honestly like watching Rome burn.
Du, Trisha, du har ju då, du är politiskt engagerad, du är engagerad I Black Lives Matter, du har stått på Rådhusplassen I Ålesund och och visste det. I Norge märker du rasism här? Har du någon gång märkt det?
You know, I spoke about this to a friend of mine. There's racism everywhere. From and not just from non-black people, but also from black and brown people. There's racism on both sides. I have never been directly confronted to my face with racism in Norway. Only because I think people are too polite. I'm outspoken when I feel disrespected. I have survived too much to be disrespected. So I'm absolutely vocal.
Ja. Yeah. Och lite tillbaka till det överlever som vi snackade om istället så du vill absolut inte få covid-19 på grund av hälsa och slike ting. Är du rädd för att jobben din ska inte vara där när allt det är över eller tror du att det ordnar sig?
I think people will need it even more. I think people will need the music and the theater and the joy and the comedy. I think they're going to need it even more after all of this. Because the world is kind of made of poo right now. Everything, you know, everything is kind of made of poo right now. Major, you know, major clubs and things where we performed and theaters are shutting down. And yeah, it's kind of made of poo right now. So I think that when there's finally a vaccine, a real vaccine, that where they can make us safe again, people are going to need the arts so much. They're realizing how much now, since it's not there, they're realizing what it meant. I think that's good for us also. When people are finally realizing, oh, I can't go and see this play. Oh, I can't go and hear some music. You know, they're feeling it.
Mm. Og med det så sier jeg tusen takk til Trisha for at du kom hit til Sunnmørsfolk. Du kan høre Sunnmørsfolk på de flatene du liker å høre podcast på. Og tusen takk til deg.
Og bare hyggelig.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.